Chapter 10. Leaving the baby Desica bird on the floor of the cave, Audun slipped down the tunnel to see if it was truly blocked. He was able to get past the point where the angle of the tunnel changed direction, but only a few feet farther, he ran into a plug made of boulders. Knowing that the sea witch's word was worthless, he tried to use his magic to move the boulders aside. Try as he might, he couldn't budge even the smallest pebble. He was still trying to make the boulders move themselves when the sea snakes arrived.
"What are you doing?"
asked the first snake to wiggle through a crack between the boulders.
"Trying to get out," said Audun.
Another snake appeared, and another, until a mass of squirming bodies filled the water around Audun and he couldn't see his talons in front of his face.
"Why don't you go between the rocks like we do?"
asked one of the snakes. There were too many snakes to tell them apart, and the way they kept sliding over and around one another would have made it impossible, so Audun didn't even try.
"I'm too big. Now get out of my way so I can see what I'm doing."
"We want to help you,"
said a snake.
"How can you—"
Audun stopped when he began to feel the tightness in his chest. Knowing that he didn't have any air to waste, he shuffled backward until he reached the cave behind him. By now, the baby bird was nearly as big as he was, and the water level was so low that the dragon had only to stretch his neck to breathe. When he dropped his head again, the water around him was once more filled with sea snakes.
"Why are you here?" he asked them.
"To help you," said one. "We have to," said another. "We tried to go home, but the witch's magic won't let us. We have to protect the flute, no matter where it is. You have the flute, so we have to stay with you. What can we do to help?"
Audun sighed. He knew that a magic compulsion could be very strong. Even if his magic was working, he wasn't sure he'd be able to break it. If he didn't want the snakes getting in his way, he'd have to give them something to do, although he doubted they could really help him.
"Why don't you go see how many boulders the sea witch put in front of the opening?"
"We can do that,"
said a snake, and they all turned and swam into the tunnel in one apparently solid mass.
"Are you all right, little one?"
Audun asked the baby bird. He couldn't see its legs at all now under its grossly engorged body.
"Mama!"
cried the baby bird, rocking toward Audun. The dragon looked up as the first sea snake returned.
"How many boulders did you see?"
"A whole lot,"
said the snake.
"Can you give me a number?" Audun asked. "You can count, can't you?"
"What does that mean?"
asked another snake.
"Never mind," Audun said. "You just stay here and keep your eyes on the bird. Don't let anything happen to it."
"But we need to stay with you."
"Not this time," said Audun.
Rising up on his toes, Audun filled his lungs with air until he couldn't hold any more. After giving the baby bird a gentle pat, he backed down the tunnel so his tail would be toward the boulders. When he reached the plug, Audun moved his tail to the side, rested his weight on his front legs, and kicked hard with the back ones. One kick shifted the boulders, making debris swirl around him. It took two more kicks before the boulders shot out of the tunnel, startling a school of orange and white striped fish. Some of the sea snakes had followed him, despite what he'd said. They cheered, writhing in joy.
"Now you can get out,"
said a snake, twining around his ear.
"Not yet," Audun said, and he hurried down the tunnel.
There was very little water left in the cave when he arrived, and Audun wasn't sure he'd be able to get the bird out, but when he touched it, the water in its belly sloshed around, changing the bird's shape enough that he thought he might have a chance. The bird was so big now that Audun could no longer get a grip on it. Instead, he rolled it toward the tunnel, letting the little bit of water left in the cave support some of its weight. When he reached the entrance to the tunnel, he had to push and squeeze, pinch and shove the bird through the narrow opening. He thought the bird was stuck at the point where the tunnel changed direction, but a little more pressure on one side and its round, spongy body squished through. Audun was relieved when the baby bird popped out of the tunnel like a cork out of a bottle. Although he was no longer afraid that the bird might drown, he was worried about what would happen to it out in the ocean where the volume of water was so huge. He didn't have much air left himself after working so hard to get the bird out of the cave. There hadn't been enough space in the tunnel for the sea snakes to help him much, but once in the open ocean, they gathered around, waiting to be told what to do.
"You can help me push it to the surface," he said.
With the snakes pushing alongside him, Audun was making good headway when the fish with the pointed face appeared from the direction of the sea witch's wreck. Audun wasn't afraid of the fish, but he could already feel the tightness in his chest from lack of air.
Shark!
Hissed the snakes, moving away from the bird to place themselves between the dragon and the fish.
I know you want to protect me, said Audun, but I need some of you to push the bird to the surface while the rest go find my amulet. It's a piece of gold on a chain that the sea witch took from me.
We can find it,
the snakes replied, and a moment later half of them were swimming back toward the bottom of the sea. Audun watched to make sure that the remaining snakes were indeed pushing the bird, albeit more slowly, before he turned to face the shark.
Why are you here? Audun asked, trying to ignore the tight feeling in his chest.
I'm hungry, said the shark. I want to taste that thing you were pushing. Get out of my way, or I'll eat you instead.
Just try it, Audun snarled, baring his fangs.
Suddenly, Audun felt the overwhelming urge to inhale. His air was gone. He'd have to surface or drown. Either way, he wasn't going to be able to help the baby desiccant bird any longer. If only... And then the shark was there, jaws snapping and teeth grazing the scales on Audun's neck. The dragon fought back in a desperate frenzy. His fangs pierced the rough skin of the shark even while white lights exploded in the darkness. The shark writhed, its tail whipping the water as Audun released his grip and bit again, deeper and harder, only to feel his jaws grow slack as he began to lose consciousness.
We got it,
a snake's voice whispered in Audun's ear as the shark broke free and turned to rip at the dragon's side. Something cool settled around Audun's neck while the shark snapped at him, trying to penetrate the rock-hard scales. Within a few seconds, the dragon was able to breathe. He could feel the scrape of the shark's teeth even as he started to come around, and then the dark fog was gone, and he was back. With one swipe of his tail, Audun knocked the shark spinning through the water. The shark shook itself and turned to charge at the dragon again. When it was only a few yards away, Audun threw back his head and roared. Ripples of sound hit the shark like mallet blows to its snout, forcing it to turn aside. Audun was preparing to fend off another attack when the shark shook its head and sped away. The sea snakes cheered, their tails slicing through the water, but Audun wasn't ready to celebrate yet. All the while he had been fighting the shark, the baby bird had been soaking up more water, becoming wider and harder to move. It took all of the young dragon's strength and that of the sea snakes as well to shove their charge to the surface of the water. And even then, the bird grew heavier and heavier as they propelled it toward the nearest island. When they finally rolled the baby bird onto the sandy beach, Audun was so tired that he was close to collapsing.
Get rid of that water, he told the bird, and gave it one last shove.
Then, while the sea snakes watched from just beyond the surf, Audun lay his head on the sand and let the darkness overwhelm him.